Today, I would like to talk to you guys about Japanese English. These are English words that many Japanese people use that we do not use in English, or they have a different meaning in English. The words I will explain are consent, cunning, hip, salaryman, jet coaster, and gasoline stand. First, we have the word consent. This is for the plug-in that you plug your electronics and things like that into the wall. In English, we would call it a socket or a plug-in. Personally, I use plug-in the most. An example sentence would be, I need to charge my phone. Do you have a plug-in I could use? Next is the word cunning. Japanese people use this word when one student looks at another student's paper during a test or other similar situations. In English, cunning means to be tricky. However, the way it is used in Japanese is incorrect. Instead of cunning, it would be more natural to say cheat. Cheat is a verb. An example would be, I got a good grade on the test because I cheated. The next word is hip. When Japanese people say hip, they mean butt in English. In English, you have two hips. They are on the sides of your body. Your hips are the areas where your legs connect to the rest of your body. An example sentence would be, when people get old, they have problems with their hips. Next is salaryman. In English, we don't say salaryman, we say businessman. Salaryman seems a bit weird for native speakers. An example would be, I work as a businessman in an insurance company. The next word is jet coaster. In English, we say roller coaster. An example sentence would be, I love riding roller coasters. The last word is gasoline stand. This is also a little weird for native speakers. We would say gas station or petrol station. Petrol is the British word, and gasoline is the US word. An example sentence would be, I have to go to the gas station before I drive to work.